You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with author, entrepreneur, and certified coach and speaker, Mr. Corey Collins. He is the president and CEO of Ample Opportunity Incorporated, a consulting firm that specializes in business coaching, leadership development, and sales training. Mr. Collins, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
And you're most welcome. So for starters, what's one of the biggest reasons that causes business owners to fail?
One of the biggest reasons is just not having experience in sales, marketing, advertising, or management. A lot of people open a business based on something that they can do very well. So let's say you're a great cook, so you decide to open a restaurant, but you don't have that sales experience. So you can be the best cook in the world, but if you can't, you know, if you aren't able to sell it, or market it or advertise it, then how is the business going to flourish? So again, opening up a business based on something that you can do, but you don't have all the tools that it really takes to push it to that next level. I see entrepreneurs do that all the time, and they spin their wheels and they're wondering why their business is not succeeding. It's because they don't have the experience in those areas where they truly need it.
And what are some ways that they can avoid these failures?
Ideally, they can learn these things before they open their business. Okay, personally, before I opened my business, I got a job in sales. I didn't have that experience, and I knew that that's one of the, you know, the main things that it takes to make a company successful. So I learned sales, and then from there, I moved into a trainer position where I got a chance to train other sales reps and train other employees. And from there, I moved into a management position. So I had, you know, I learned three things that I would need to know how to do once I opened my business. I could sell, I could train others, and managing, you know, obviously being able to manage others is key as well. So once I opened my business, I could really focus on the things that I needed to do to get it to the next level, as opposed to spinning my wheels and, you know, losing sales and losing employees because I can't train them correctly and things like that. Now, if you're an entrepreneur who's already opened your business and you find yourself struggling in these areas, it's never too late to learn. You can take courses. You know, there's plenty of resources online. There's plenty of people out there who can, you know, can teach you these things. You can hire a sales trainer, et cetera. But you have to learn these things in order to truly be successful, no matter what type of company you have, because it all revolves around sales. If you can't sell your product, if you can't sell your service, if you aren't able to advertise it, if no one knows about it, then, you know, you're not going to be able to, it's not going to be out there enough for people to really, you know, utilize it.
No question about it, and totally agree with you 100%. So how important is having a coach or mentor? Get into that, if you would.
It's about as important as having a map or a GPS when you're traveling to a place you've never been before. So, you know, even if you've developed those, you know, the skills that I mentioned earlier, the sales, the advertising, the management, you need someone who's been there and done that, who can continue to guide you along the way, because there'll be challenges and obstacles that are inevitable. So if you have someone who's experienced, who can, you know, set those expectations, tell you what to expect and how to handle those challenges when they arrive, then you're going to have a much, you know, smoother time when those arrive to be able to push through them. So it's extremely important. And I have a lot of, you know, clients who, you know, I work with as far as coaching them. And when I see where they are, where they're trying to go, and kind of give them a heads up of what to expect, it makes things a lot easier when it actually comes up.
Today, we are visiting with Mr. Corey Collins, the president and CEO of Ample Opportunity Incorporated, a consulting firm that specializes in business coaching, leadership development, and sales training here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Mr. Collins, any advice for new business owners and small business owners alike?
Definitely. Think bigger. right? And I know that the term is always think big, but I like to say think bigger. Opening a business shouldn't be the end goal. Okay, so a lot of people have that goal to open a business, and when they finally do that, they feel that, okay, I've arrived, I've accomplished my goal. But not really, that's where it starts. Okay, your mentality should be, what's next? You don't want to continue to be a solopreneur if that's the way you open your business, a solopreneur. And again, that's just a person who, you know, they're the only person in their business. They don't have a team or employees. Because a lot of times we open a business and we don't realize that we've really only created a job for ourselves. Okay, so we have a job and we want to escape that 9-to-5 and be an entrepreneur, but we just create a job for ourselves without the health benefits and the sick days and the paid vacation that comes with working for a company. So you want to position your business to where it can function and generate revenue without you there daily, day to day. All right, so you want to be in a position to train and develop a team that can obviously move the company forward without you. But if the company relies strictly on you to go out and make sales to generate revenue, then if you're, you know, if you're sick or you're, you know, not able to do those things, then the company's going to fall apart. So I see a lot of businesses fail for that reason as well, because it totally relies, the business relies on them. So you want to be in a position where you can have people to where you can delegate those responsibilities. Otherwise, again, you'll just have a job.
Good stuff right there. Now, what is one of the biggest myths about owning a business that an inspiring entrepreneur should know?
A lot of new business owners aren't prepared or aware of how challenging it'll be. And, you know, once they open, like I said earlier, they think that that's, you know, that's the end, that they've accomplished that goal. But that's where the real work begins. I worked harder once I opened my business than I did, you know, prior to opening a business. And I think a lot of times we have that mentality of, you know, if I'm a business owner, an entrepreneur, that money kind of grows on trees. Well, that's not the reality. So it's understanding that you have to work harder than ever to continue to, you know, make that business, put that business in a position to sustain itself and grow and ultimately put you in a position to where you want to be to reach your goal.
Well, Corey, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you. Really appreciate your sharing some really important tips and facts here today that will help business owners become more successful. Really appreciate that. Where can listeners get more information on you and your services, and how could one be in touch as well?
Absolutely. It's tinyurl.com/Corey Collins. That's tinyurl.com, and my name is CoryCollins. That link includes access to my social media, phone number, email address, and it really allows you to learn more about me and the company and get in contact with me as well.
Again, Mr. Collins, it has been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success, wishing you the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks again for having me.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Corey Collins, the president and CEO of Ample Opportunity Incorporated, a consulting firm that specializes in business coaching, leadership development, and sales training. And for more information, simply visit tinyurl.com/Corey Collins. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.